Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail. Okay, so we have some listener mail here from Topher. Topher asks, the first one is for me. There's a couple questions. The first one is, I just got through the hell closet / house sinking ordeal. Almost the whole cast was there, but I kept waiting for Gwen to show up, and she never did. So my question is, Natalie, how did you feel? Did you feel some kind of way about not being part of that? Like left out or relieved, indifferent, other? I don't actually remember, but I may have felt a little left out, or there was a combination of feeling left out and relieved, because I vaguely remember the rest of the cast talking about it and making it not sound like the most fun. I mean, because you guys had to work. You actually had to do a lot of work. It wasn't just standing around sipping brandy.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, there was this theme while I was there of consistently being excluded from the fun. But since this didn't sound like a lot of fun, I think that there was a part of me that was relieved. And I had really big breaks. They would give me lots, like weeks and weeks off, which in theory was great because I could go back to New York. I had an apartment in New York and all my friends and my boyfriend lived there. But you didn't always know when those breaks were going to happen and for how long. So I had to do a lot of prying and prodding and investigating to try and find out, you know, how long is this break? I got pretty good at it towards the end, but I think that was probably one of those big breaks, probably an early on big break. So yeah, all the above, I will say.
It probably would have been fun to have you there. But.
Yeah, in between takes, but you know, Gwen would have been a real wet wash rag.
What would you have done? Yeah, they kept Rebecca and Gwen and out of it. Mm-hmm. And Julian, of mm-hmm. course, because they just wouldn't react well.
No.
Probably. The second question is for both of us. We actually did say something about this. She says, Topher asked, if you could go back and tell your first day of Passion self one thing, what would it be? Well, we actually, the first episode we talked, wait, no, second episode, we talked about our first days. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that we specifically answered this.
No, but we didn't question. Answer this question. Yeah. No. But like my first day, I'm just kind of recapping because we're a recap show. It was pretty awful. It was a very hard day. I would say leave.
Pack your bags and just
I would say just walk away. No, I mean, part of me would say that. I would say, like, oh, man.
Well, so I'll answer because he doesn't know the answer to that question. Let me answer and then you can
say. I have a lot of answers. That's what I mean.
I have one answer, and that is I would tell myself, my first day of Passion self, you need to relax, girl. Not as many people are watching as you think.
That's one of the things I would say to myself. Yeah. Like, just have fun. Trust yourself.
This is not the beginning or the end of your...
You can't say that to a 24-year-old doing something for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, that was my second gig. But, I mean, I think what I would say is definitely that. Like, don't worry. Nobody cares. Have fun. And don't get mired down in the bullshit. But I mean, that's kind of what I would tell myself at 24 anyway.
that's a pretty general note. Yeah, but it would be great. It would be great to be able to just go back and shake ourselves by the shoulders and say, you know, snap out of it. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have said bring a friend or call your mom. No, God, that would have been a bad choice. No, yeah. Not my mom. No. Not my dad, not my parents. Yeah, it was just, I felt so alone. But you know what? I don't know. I don't know what I tell myself. I'd just be like, it's okay. When you're 46, you're going to do this podcast and you're going to make fun of it. Yeah. And so I also, thank you for that. Thank you very much,
yes,
Topher.
Yes, thank you, Topher.
That was great. Thanks for listening. And this week, why did Ethan stick with Teresa?
Oh, this is going to be a weekly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weekly segment. oh, no.
You know, I think this week it's...
Self-hate.
Eventually it'll change. Like, there's just hope. I don't know. I don't have a good one this week.
I think self-hate is probably...
Natalie says self-hate. He's not worth it.
And yeah, in his mind...
He couldn't even be a crane.
He can't get anybody better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, again, everyone, for listening. And, you know, keep them coming. We're great at this. We're great at this. Bye.
That was Listener Mail.